Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's January 30th, 1945 GMT, 7:45 in the evening London time, 2:45 Boston time. Our position is 45 degrees 51 minutes south and 49 degrees 12 minutes west, making about 9 knots on a course of about 050 true, 5 northeast. Lightish winds or lightning winds. Blue sky, we're sailing into the middle of a big high pressure system and going to attack in a few hours to head back out and with the intention of getting on the proper side ultimately of a very big low pressure system that's coming down off the coast far to the north. It's going to be very strong, going to combine with a wave that's down south. And when the two get together, then it's going to be very windy and hoping to be on the right side of that, so we'll have actually southerly winds, so we can use those to go north. We've been sort of taking it a little bit easy. The boat got pretty beat up last night, as well as the skipper. Nothing serious, just very tiring. And as Jean-Yves Bernaud, the weather guru of French weather routers, had said, and when I studied with them last summer, is that when you get to Cape Horn, you will be tired and the boat will be tired. That's exactly correct. Trying to sort of keep things together, try to get a little extra sleep maybe today before attack in a few hours. Trying to eat a little bit more. I think we've slacked off on that a bit. And all the crashing and banging of the windy big sea conditions last night, it's pretty hard to have a big appetite when that's going on, when you're really hanging on in every wave, literally. Everything's pretty sore. Wrist joints are sore, elbows are sore, shoulders are sore, all from hanging on in various odd configurations. The boat only has standing headroom in the cabin when you go forward into the motor area, engine area. To work the keel, either way, either one have to crouch down. So just holding on all the time, and everything's pretty strained at this point. So anyway, going to try to get a little bit of a nap in before this tack. But actually, we're getting much less wind right now, so actually want to make sure we don't get stuck in this tack sooner rather than later. So anyway, we will. Keep you apprised, and thanks for checking it. Great American 3 off and clear.